Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ray Pepper. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Mahaffey. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Roy Mahaffey. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The center fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Pete. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vern Kennedy. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Haas. Clift reaches second base with a double. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground between third and short. The ball bounces off Dykes, and towards Appling, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic takes first base on ball four. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas takes first base on ball four. Krivic moves to second. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Hemsley. Krivic moves to third. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball four. Haas moves to second. Earl Caldwell now pitching. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Krivic scores. Haas scores. Walker moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling bunts towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to third. Bonura moves to second. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes takes first base on ball four. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Walker. Bottomley reaches second base with a double. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a line drive into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bottomley moves to third. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bottomley scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-1 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Caldwell moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes juggles the ball. That's an error on Dykes. Caldwell moves to third. Larry moves to second. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-1 in the game. Soltis takes first base on ball four. Caldwell scores. Larry moves to third. Clift moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Browns, 2, White Sox, 2. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Krivic scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Walker takes first base on ball four. Haas moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bonura hits a line drive into center field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-0 in the game. Appling hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 6-2, White Sox. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-1 in the game. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0-1 in the game. Pepper strikes out. One out. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Bottomley takes first base on ball four. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Dykes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb bunts towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to third. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kennedy for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dykes scores. Krivic moves to third. It's 7-2, White Sox. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Krivic scores. Haas moves to second. It's 8-2, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ollie Bijma pinch hits for Earl Caldwell. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Les Tichet now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-2 in the game. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tichet fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Appling moves to third. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tichet fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grubb. The throw from Hemsley and he is safe. Grubb steals second. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Salters strikes out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Krivic hits a pop-up towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. TJ fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0-for-2 in the game. Pepper hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Pete reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bottomley hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Walker who is chasing the ball. Bottomley reaches third base with a triple. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hemsley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Groob settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bonura hits a line drive into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-3 in the game. Pete hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Les Tiche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiche takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Tiche moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Tiche moves to third. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Tiche scores. Two outs. It's 8-3, White Sox. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Haas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0-for-3 in the game. Pepper strikes out. One out. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bonura hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Peete hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-3 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ed Coleman pinch hits for Les Tiche. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coleman moves to third. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got two RBIs. Salters hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.